Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved, my radio family, brothers and sisters in Christ. I thank the Lord for the privilege of being able to share this time with you. And we have been looking on a subject that I believe is going to give us greater strength, greater peace, as we understand what the Word of God says. Now, some of you may have walked with the Lord for many, many years. Some of you may be relatively young in the Lord. But the subject is afflictions in the life of a Christian. Psalm 34:19 says, "Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all." And as I shared on yesterday's broadcast, that word afflictions, chosen by the King James translators, is a very powerful word. We kind of think, yeah, well, we all go through trials and tests and battles. The word they used, afflictions, what that actually means in the English, it means to distress so severely as to cause persistent suffering or anguish, to trouble, to injure. The noun form affliction means the cause of persistent pain or distress, great suffering. Beloved, that's what that means. And so I think some of you, if you may have experienced this condition in recent months, in recent years. Why? Because the Word has informed us, told us about. And you know, I've said this before, the Word preaches itself. I spent a great deal of time pulling these scriptures together. And basically, you just get the scriptures together, and it does preach itself. There's a theme that comes out. There's a subject. And so you don't even have to, elaborate, because it's very clear in its meaning. And yesterday we began by sharing, in order to establish our foundation from the Word of God in understanding what this thing of afflictions is all about. First of all, we've established it wasn't that way in the beginning in the Garden of Eden. God meant for us to enjoy perfect fellowship with Him. There was only one criterion, one thing Adam and Eve, you shouldn't do. Don't eat from the knowledge of that tree of good and evil. Why? Because He didn't want man to experience evil. But being tested, being tempted, He knew they would fall. Sure enough, they did. And as a result, all the sickness, all the death, all the suffering in this world from that time to this is a result of sin. Afflictions are consequent upon the fall. They're the result of the fall. Now, I'm going to share some other scriptural realities about affliction. I don't think you're going to like these scriptures. It's like, oh dear. But this is what the Word has to say. I want to share Psalm 103:10. "He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities." Beloved, chastisements, afflictions, and it's a big subject. We're going to be breaking it down. Afflictions are always less than we deserve. Okay? He hasn't dealt with us the way we deserve to be dealt with. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. So, God is merciful and gracious. And this one, I know you've read it before. If you've read the New Testament, if you've read Thessalonians, yes, you read it. But I want you to hear it in all its stark, power and authority. Saints are appointed to affliction. Yeah, I know. 1 Thessalonians 3:3, that no man should be moved by these afflictions. For yourselves know that we are appointed thereunto. Okay, That means we are appointed to affliction, okay? See what I mean? You don't need, just get the scriptures together and it preaches itself. And we're to expect afflictions. If nothing else from your practical day-to-day life, it's from the Word of God. The Gospel of John 16:33, these are the very words of Jesus. He says, "These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be ye of good cheer. I have overcome the world." The world doesn't have the final say, beloved. No, it's our Lord God who has. We will have tribulation. We will have, you know, sorrow endures for a time, tears for a time, but joy comes in the morning. And that beautiful dawn is soon to arrive, beloved. And then Paul and the disciples in Acts 14, verse 22, he's saying, confirming the souls of the disciples and exhorting them to continue in the faith and exhorting them to we're to confirm the souls of the disciples, exhorting them to continue in the faith, and that we must, through much tribulation, enter into the kingdom of God. So it's a part of a Christian experience. It shouldn't, you know, James talk about, you know, why are you troubled by as if some strange thing happened to you? We are appointed to such afflictions. And afflictions, beloved, I'm not making light of them, because when you're in the middle of it, whether it's spiritual, mental, physical, circumstantial, financial, it's not fun. I'm trying to be lighthearted, but beloved, I know what it is to feel like you don't have the strength to go on. And so these afflictions we go through are often severe. It's like, why, Lord? I prayed. Why isn't there change? Why aren't things letting up? Well, they are severe at times. But he still, nonetheless, won't allow us to be tested above what we're able. We have that guiding line, if you will, that guiding post. We might think we can't go anymore, but he won't allow us to be destroyed by the test, by the affliction. Okay. Psalm 66 and 12 says, "Thou hast caused men to ride over our heads." That's a very literal, imagine what that is like literally. That's not a very pleasant consideration. "We went through fire and through water, but thou broughtest us out into a wealthy place." That makes me think of Isaiah, "Thou shalt pass through the waters, they will not overflow you, through the fire they shall not kindle upon thee." Hallelujah. Psalm 69, 1 and 2, "Save me, O God, for the waters are come in into my soul. I sink in deep mire where there is no standing. I'm come into deep waters where the floods overflow me. I'm weary of my crying, and my throat is dried. Mine eyes fail while I wait for my God." You know, sometimes we feel embarrassed as we go through trials and battles and afflictions. You know, there's feelings of condemnations from the devil, even sometimes from other Christians, like Job's comforters. But beloved, we don't, and because we're in such pain, we don't want to burden others. You know, it comes out of love. And yet we are to bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. Know that none of us are exempt. So not only are afflictions often severe, they are sometimes prolonged. I hear groans of amen out there. Psalm 6 and 3 says, "My soul also is sore vexed, but thou, O Lord, how long?" Psalm 13 and 1, "How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord, forever?" I love the Psalms. I mean, they're extreme in every way. God, you're going to forget me forever? Well, of course, we're graven on the palms of his hands. Of course not. But we can express ourselves and just complain to the Lord, not to anybody else, but we can complain, pour our heart out unto the Lord. Okay, so Psalm 13:1, let me read it now. "How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord, forever? How long wilt thou hide thy face from me?" Okay, got a few more passages. Psalm 94 and 3, "Lord, how long shall the wicked triumph?" We can say that today just in general, in terms of the evil of the world that we're seeing. Psalm 119 and 82, "Mine eyes fail for thy word," saying, when wilt thou comfort me? And Habakkuk 1 and 2, "Lord," this is the prophet saying, "O Lord, how long shall I cry, and thou wilt not hear? Even cry out unto thee of violence, and thou wilt not save." Now, you know, those are rather passionate outbursts of frustration and upset, saying, "How long, Lord, do I have to go through this? These were godly people. Come on." The psalmist, Habakkuk, the prophet of the Lord. And yet he says, though there's no fig on the vine, there's no calves in the stall, yet will I rejoice in God, my Savior. Hallelujah. And beloved, why am I sharing this? Because I've received a personal burden from the Lord, where he said, "Tell my people that which I shall reveal to you out of my word." Beloved, this is not personal revelation. I didn't get taken up to heaven. No, I am telling you what is in the word of God. And I'll be sharing several messages as the Lord develops them, different aspects, different angles. But, you know, it's just so important that we have understanding of what is going on spiritually when we are in the time of afflictions. And so, beloved, my time's gone. I have to bring this broadcast to a close, not without inviting you to write and share whatever those afflictions are you are going through. Believe me, beloved, in my life, I've gone through enough so that I can understand and have a compassionate, open ear to hear what you will share. And I will pray for you. It's between you, me, and the Lord. No one else is answering the mail. It's me alone. I love you. I thank God for the privilege of sharing the Word of God with you. I invite you to write. I thank you for your support in prayer, and support financially. I don't mention finances in my letters on the broadcast, but God is faithful. But I think it's important to thank you for them. And so I'm doing just that. I love you. I pray for you every day. Some of you've listened for years. I remember one dear sister said she listened. Yeah, Sister Karen, are you listening? She listened for 25 years and finally decided to write. So I invite you to write. The announcer will share our contact information. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.